Well, grace and peace to each of you, and welcome back to the Seminary Rhythm as we begin again in the midst of the semester. I trust that the journey through School for Leadership Training was a good one. I'm hearing some good things and looking forward to hearing it being unpacked as we go. Today's worship service is the worship service that was planned for the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity and throughout the year. This particular worship week began back in 68 on a regular basis. And we at Eastern Mennonite Seminary have incorporated this into our awareness since 2009. So we've actually journeyed through some worship services that were created by a church in Canada, India, Poland, Jerusalem, Scotland, Korea, and today we will be using the one that was created in Brazil. In the past, we have collaborated with Focolare, which is a Catholic order of ecumenical order. This year, we decided that we would just send you out on a regular basis the each day's journey. You received five. There are eight altogether to help you engage and enter into this particular title or theme. Now, if you take the program that's in front of you and just beyond the order of worship, you will note that there is just a bit of commentary on why they chose this and entered into this particular one out of John 4 with the theme, Jesus said to her, give me to drink. Below that is a little bit about the Brazil church, the ecumenical movement there, and its religious context. Beyond that is a little bit more about these particular groups and some of those who have helped create it. Now, one more page over. Like this, I'm going through a syllabus in a class here, are the questions and prayers that came from all eight of the biblical commentaries for this week. So if you find them helpful to read those questions, reflect on them, and allow the prayers to form your prayer life for the next several days, they are there for your use and reflection. Framing the service. Back to the order of worship. This passage from John is at the heart of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, and we are at the end of that week. Jesus deliberately chose to cross Samaria on his way to Judea in Galilee. His route passed by the well of the Samaritan woman who came there to draw water. The Brazilian ecumenical group that prepared the celebration invites us to use these two symbols of the route and the water as images of the visible Christian unity for which we pray. The local group invites us to reflect on these initial questions that give shape to the celebration. These are the questions. Which is a path of unity, the route we should take, so that the world may drink from the source of life? Jesus Christ. Which is the path of unity that gives proper respect to our diversity? On this path of unity, there is a well filled with water, both the water sought by Jesus, tired on the way, and also the water given by him, springing up to eternal life. The water drawn by the Samaritan woman in her daily task is the water that quenches thirst. The water makes the desert bloom. The water that Jesus gives is the water over which the Spirit of God hovered, the living water in which we were all baptized. So welcome to this order of worship here today in this place. Almighty God, breathe into us the wind of unity that recognizes our diversity. Breathe into us fire that unites what is torn apart and heals what is ill.
Breathe into us grace that overcomes hatred and frees us from violence.
Breathe into us life that faces down and defeats death.
Blessed be the God of mercy, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and makes all things new.
Amen. In humility, as children of God and sisters and brothers in Christ, we receive God's mercy and respond to God's call to make new all relationships.
Merciful Lord, your spirit hovered over the waters where diversity sprouted and flourished. We confess our difficulty to live with legitimate differences. Forgive us those attitudes of mind, words and actions that do violence to unity and diversity. Merciful Christ, grace and joy of the multitude, listener and teacher, you give birth to new visions of hope and heal the wounds of mind and body. We confess that we have failed to listen to voices different from our own, failed to say words that bring healing and hope, and we have perpetrated exclusive attitudes to those who cry out for solidarity and fellowship. Merciful Lord, you are the source of all creation, the eternal and life-giving word. We confess that we do not listen to your creation that groans and cries out for liberation and renewal. Help us to walk together and to hear your voice in all living things that suffer and yearn for healing and care.
Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard, Jesus is making and baptizing more disciples than John, although it was not Jesus himself, but his disciples who baptized, he left Judea and started back to Galilee, but he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her,
"Give me a drink."
His disciples had gone to the city to buy food.
"How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?"
Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans.
"If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
"Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where did you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well, and with his sons and flocks drank from it?"
"Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life."
"Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
"Go, call your husband and come back."
"I have no husband."
"You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true."
"Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is Jerusalem."
"Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews, but the hour is coming and is not here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
"I know that Messiah is coming,
who is called Christ.
When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us."
"I am he, the one who is speaking to you."
Just then, his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people,
"Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?"
They left the city and were on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something."
"I have food to eat that you do not know about."
So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat."
"My food is to do with the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages, and he is gathering fruit for eternal life. So that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor."
Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe. For we have heard for ourselves, and we know this is truly the Savior of the world."
The hermeneutical method of the Brazilian church is to hear the text, listen to it contextually, and then ask questions. So for a couple minutes, just let this, the hearing our own hearing, how does this particular narrative work within our own context here in Eastern Mennonite Seminary, Harrisonburg, Virginia, in the United States? So just let the text find its way into your heart for a moment. Lord, as we hear this text, may we respond to the questions it asks of us as we ask questions of what we hear in following you. In Christ, amen. I invite you to stand and turn in the, sing the journey to the Hispanic Creed, 135. My Spanish is rather nil, unfortunately, so I'm going to invite us to read this in English, which will be on the next page. Together. We believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of all peoples and cultures, creator of all tongues and races. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, God made flesh in a person for all humanity, God made flesh in an age for all ages, God made flesh in one culture for all cultures, God made flesh in love and grace for all creation. We believe in the Holy Spirit, through whom God incarnate in Jesus Christ makes his presence known in our peoples and our cultures, through whom God, creator of all that exists, gives us power to become new creatures, whose infinite gifts make us one people, the body of Christ. We believe in the Church Universal because it is a sign of God's reign, whose faithfulness is shown in its many hues, where all the colors paint a single landscape, where all tongues sing the same praise. We believe in the reign of God, the day of the great fiesta, when all the colors of creation will form harmonious rainbow, when all peoples will join in joyful banquet, when all tongues of the universe will sing the same song. And because we believe, we commit ourselves to believe for those who do not believe, to love for those who do not love, to dream for those who do not dream, until the day when hope becomes a reality. Amen. Be seated. O God, fountain of mercy and grace, pour over us your pardon. May your love transform us into a source of living waters to restore the strength of your people. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. God of eternal compassion, as individuals and as community, we ask for light, so we may become more welcoming and understanding towards others and reduce the suffering in our world. Hear us, God of love. Hear this, our cry. God of eternal compassion, teach your children that charity, hospitality, and unity are expressions of your revelation and will for humanity. Hear us, God of love. Hear this, our cry. God of eternal compassion, we beseech you, grant us peace. Teach us and guide us to be builders of a tolerant and nonviolent world. Hear us, God of love. Hear this, our cry. God of eternal compassion, who spoke to us through creation, then through the prophets, and then through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant us wisdom to listen to your voice that calls us to unity in our diversity. Hear us, God of love. Hear this, our prayer. God of eternal compassion, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was a stranger, asked for a drink from a Samaritan woman. Give us living water, springing up unto eternal life. Hear us, God of love, hear this our cry.
Offering of ourselves. We learn from Jesus to offer our lives as a sign of love and compassion. God, may we become living offerings dedicated to the ministry of your word and grace. God, who are with us and walk in our midst, grant us this day the grace of your light and spirit, so that we may continue our mission and remain faithful to welcoming and listening to all, even those who are different from ourselves. Take away the violence that is in our hearts and the discriminating attitudes that exclude and devalue the human dignity of others. Enable our churches to be welcoming spaces where feast and forgiveness, joy and tenderness, strength and faith become our daily practice, our daily food, our daily movement forward in Jesus Christ. Join with me in praying the Lord's Prayer using trespasses. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Please stand for the benediction. May the Lord God bless you and protect you. Fill your heart with tenderness and your soul with joy. Your ears with music, your nostrils with perfume, your tongue with song, giving face to hope. May Jesus Christ, the living water, be behind you to protect you, before you to guide you, by your side to accompany you, within you to console you, above you to bless you. May the life-giving Spirit breathe into you that your thoughts may be holy. Act in you so that you may work, well, your work is holy, drawing your heart so that you may love what is holy. Strengthen you so that you will defend what is holy. May he make his home in your heart, water its dryness and melt its coldness, kindle in your innermost soul the fire of his love, and bestow upon you a true faith, a firm hope, and a sincere and perfect love. Amen. Amen.